Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where it's always hopping, and it's a beautiful Sunday out there.
It is. It's nice.
It's nice and cool. I was commenting yesterday, going, this doesn't feel like May. This feels like March.
Yeah, did you guys get the rain showers last night, the thunder and lightning?
I have no idea. I was so tired, I didn't hear a thing.
Yeah, it was kind of just came up out of nowhere last night and started pouring, and then it went away, and then it kind of came back and drizzled. It was nice.
Nice.
Cooled everything off, and you get that clean smell in the air.
Yep.
You know, and
yep.
Then you get that first kind of smell of rain on hot concrete.
Yep.
Yeah. It was good stuff last night.
See, where I am now, there's no concrete. So it's that fresh smell of rain and the dirt. And it's like, country life.
You get the pine smell.
Yep.
Yep. Oh. Good stuff.
Yeah, it did rain up where we were Tuesday. Got sprinkles coming through.
Well, I'd be happy if it started raining and didn't stop for a good long while. We need it.
We do need it. So. We're not as bad as we were last year, I don't think, though.
No, but they'll dump more water to make it worse.
Well, as long as we take care of the drought and we make sure that people don't water their lawns and stuff, then it'll all be good.
Well, yeah, they're working on that. I was looking at stories. People are spray painting their lawns. And
that is hilarious. Why not just put an AstroTurf?
Well, actually, Jerry Brown is looking at a bill to make fake lawns mandatory in California.
Mandatory. Because that's not against, you know. Yeah. I'm so glad our founding fathers put as our 11th Amendment, thou shalt have fake lawns to protect the environment.
Yeah. Never mind. It's made out of PVC and plastic and all kinds of stuff that's good to go into the landfills when it wears out.
Well, I was thinking, too, up here where it gets really hot. That can't be good, having that plastic getting warm like that. It's got to be carcinogenic to a point.
Oh, I'm sure.
So let's put in every lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is going to be kind of our theme today is...
California's infinite wisdom.
Yeah. What are they up to now? And they're up to several good ones.
Yeah.
One I'm sure everybody's aware of, at least I hope you're aware of, is SB 277. The vaccine bill has passed the Senate and is in the Assembly, and that is going to be the one that's requiring everybody to vaccinate their children. You will no longer have a personal belief exemption.
Well, that's another bill, too, on the congressional floor back east, is the removal of the personal belief exemption for religious or just any personal right.
Yeah. And, I mean, let's examine the wisdom behind that.
Yeah.
What reasoning are they using to do this?
Public health.
Well, who's public health?
Well, everybody's, of course.
Well, I mean, who's at risk?
The unvaccinated children.
Oh, you mean so the people that choose to vaccinate their children are at no risk from unvaccinated children?
Well, when you put it that way.
So the only people that are at risk are the people that choose to remain at risk. So there's actually no public health or harm that could be caused to anybody
by this choice. But you have to remember, parents don't really know what they're doing.
Oh, that's true.
The government needs to take care of those poor children because their parents can't make a logical decision on their own.
Well, what was it that one Hooplehead said, children don't belong to their parents, they belong to the community?
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's another one. And, you know, that for me, I've looked at it and researched, and I would say that the science on some of these vaccines is far from settled.
Yeah.
You know, they have harmful things in them like aluminum.
Mercury,
yeah. Lung tissue from three-month-old aborted fetuses. You know, some people have a huge objection to shooting dead babies into their children.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where it comes into that personal belief. Mm-hmm. They're not placing anybody else at risk. I mean, to me, no matter which side you are on of the vaccine argument,
whether it's your personal choice.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, if you want to vaccinate your kids, go vaccinate your kids.
Go vaccinate them.
If you don't, I don't have a right to tell you what to do with your kids.
No. No. And that's by you not vaccinating your children, you're not posing any sort of threat or risk to my child if I believe in vaccines.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's the thing that kind of frightens me a lot about, like I have the SB 277 in front of me right now, and the third paragraph says, the bill would eliminate the exemption from existing specified immunization requirements based upon personal beliefs, mm-hmm. but would allow exemption from future immunization requirements. So there's going to be more in the future mm-hmm. that aren't required now. And then in big bold letters, deemed appropriate by the State Department of Public Health.
Oh, so what you're saying is if they pass this, they can decide to shoot your kids full of whatever they want. They decide that
as
they
long
need
as
to
they
be,
deem it necessary. Yeah.
That's amazing and perfect.
Yeah,
that's California for you. And mm-hmm. you look at the difference because I know a lot of older people go, well, I don't see what the big issue is. You know, vaccine against polio and measles and things like that. Well, that's true because back then there was like six vaccines that we've been using for years to inoculate against smallpox and all mm-hmm. kinds of things. But now they're estimating that a child my son's age, by the time he reaches high school, will have had 70 different vaccinations. Mm-hmm. Many of them that have not gone through long-term testing, that have nobody knows what the long-term effects are. And you know me, when I get my teeth on something, the first thing I start to do is follow the money.
Why? Yeah, because who's making out like a bandit on this one?
That always gives you the answer. Yeah. And you get the two guys that push this bill. One of them is a pediatrician out of Sacramento who's some of his biggest campaign contributors. Guess what? Drug companies that make vaccines. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is a former Southern California education administrator. Okay. So you kind of start to go, what's the tie there?
Yeah.
Then you find out that his brother actually runs a massive health organization out of UCLA that's all about
vaccines.
Getting kids vaccinated, and their biggest funder is a philanthropy that is on the cutting edge of medical research.
Hmm.
So you follow the money and things start to fall into place.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, another reason for 51, it's the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, the state of Jefferson would protect your liberty, your freedom of choice.
Well, see, I was having a weird thought last night. And, you know, we've been accused of being secessionists and, you know, anti-American and, you mm-hmm. know, being rebellious. And, you know, I thought about it. That's all a bunch of malarkey. You know, in this instance, we're the loyalists.
Yeah.
If you think of it, we want adherence to the Constitution. We want restoral of our rightful form of government. We want adherence to the premises and thoughts of our founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually California that is trying to throw the Constitution under the bus, that is trying to move away from our government. So how are we the ones that are disloyal? There you go, using the logic word.
I didn't even get to that part. I was just like, that was profound. I'm just sitting here mulling that over, and he's smiling. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we're
that logic word. I got suckered into it. I didn't even catch it. I am so sorry to the audience. I apologize. I should have caught it earlier. I'm sorry.
Well, that's we are. We're the loyalists. Yeah. We're the ones that are attempting to keep our country on the course that it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. to keep our country the way that it is. They're the ones that are trying to change it. They're the ones that are trying to withdraw.
And they're doing it out of fear.
They are.
That's the thing that really bothers me the most, is they're afraid that their children are going to get the measles. Well, you know, I don't want to be, you know, that person, but most children don't die of the measles.
No.
How many people die of a cold? Not very many. Not very many at all.
No, not okay? very many.
You're probably not going to die from the measles. Now, if you get polio, you're going to have some issues.
Yeah.
Okay? But here's your sign. You don't have to vaccinate your kids. If your kid has a polio vaccination, it's like 99.9% effective. Have we had a case of polio in the last 50
yes,
years?
Actually, that it started to show up again.
Of an actual vaccinated kid?
But that's due to the breakdown of our immigration.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying an actual vaccinated person, have they ever gotten the polio?
No.
If you don't want your kid to get polio, get the polio vaccination.
Well, see, there's another double-edged sword in this vaccination bill, is because there's other people like me who actually choose which vaccines my son and daughter have had.
Yep.
My son and daughter have had some vaccines, and I've refused others. Mm-hmm. You know, the polio vaccine that has been in use for 70 years, yeah, go ahead, vaccinate my kid. Mm-hmm. You know, the herpaderpa vaccine that you just invented last week out of the back of some taco truck.
That's not a real one, is it?
No, I'm making
it up. Oh, okay, I'm like, herpaderpa? What's herpaderpa? I haven't heard of this one. Hunter hasn't gotten it.
Herpaderpa. But I mean, there's so many different... Oh, we're vaccinating them for this, and you know we just developed it last week out of the back of a taco truck. No, you're not shooting my kid full of that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
By the way, it's irradiated toxic waste from unspent chicken eggs or something. No. Because yeah. I'm the kind of parent that will actually research what they want to put into my child before they do it, and take the time to do that and decide whether or not they should have it, and that's removing my choice.
Yeah.
And my choice causes no harm to anyone.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other, the more nefarious part of what they're doing is not only are they removing parental choice, but they're tying a few things to it that will be the detriment of American society. In Section 2 of SB 277, they tie in immunizations with schooling. If your child is not completely immunized, I can read the whole thing to you guys. Or you can just look it up your own. Just look up bill text, SB 277. Read it yourself. They say that if your child is not fully immunized, they cannot be admitted to any public or private school, elementary or secondary, child care center, day nursery, nursery school, family daycare home, development center, etc. And it lists, you know, diphtheria, mumps, pertussis, rubella, you know, the normal ones that most kids usually do get. Chickenpox, and then number 11, any other disease deemed appropriate by the department.
Hmm.
Taking into consideration recommendations from the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices of the United States, Department of Health and Human Services.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know, but it's an advisory committee, so they shouldn't be
of law. Another point in Soviet.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians. Now, that is saying that your child cannot go to any public or private school. They cannot get an education within the system, system.
Is that a bad thing in the state of California?
Well, it is if they take away homeschooling.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah.
If they completely take away homeschooling, you can't go to school anymore,
even go to your homeschool.
Yes, you almost be vaccinated because you might get the cat sick. But they're doing that to the kids. And on the congressional floor right now, in the House committee, they have a bill to demand the vaccination of every adult in the United States.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Why did we stop flogging people?
I like the tar and feather. That's iconic American.
It is, really, the tar
brutal,
and feather.
Brutal, but, you know, I can think of a few people that might need some.
Well, you know, if a couple of people got tarred and feathered, maybe the rest of them would start thinking about it before they started doing... Yeah, right. I can't say that word on the air. So,
Are we getting flashed, Bob?
We got to get off
Bob's too busy laughing.
But, you know, there you go. It's the logic of California is once you get past the smoke and mirrors they put on it and look at everything at its face value, you're just kind of sitting there going, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's the best argument you have? But, you know, a lot of people that don't investigate further than the surface, down the road
they
go.
Well, think about it. We want our children to be safe. Do you want your children to be
Absolutely.
Safe? Well, then they all should be vaccinated. What? Okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on 1 second here. Hold on. But that's the argument that they do. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We got a couple more things on the docket. You can call in to the Jefferson State of Mind at at 530-605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Howdy folks, Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State, every Sunday at 2 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't know no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. You can call in anytime throughout the program at 605-4567. I got the number right that time.
You did.
And you can hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah. So we're working on wrapping up on SB 277, the vaccine bill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're to the point where not only can they force your children to have the vaccines that are out now and approved, but anything down the road that they just so happen to decide that you need to be pumped full of,
They'll do it.
They'll do it.
There and could if be you don't allow anything. Your child to do it, they will no longer be allowed in any form of school except a home-based private school, which is your traditional homeschooling.
Yeah.
And then if you as a parent don't have it, they could probably, depending on your work, shut you down if you don't have those vaccines as well, if that passes the congressional floor.
Yeah, who knows what they could be up to. And who knows what they're going to decide is valid to shoot you full of later in life.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be, I mean, let's put on our
tinfoil
hat.
Well, I'm thinking Nazi Germany again. What did they shoot the mental patients full of?
Anything and everything they wanted.
Uh-huh.
You know. Or,
and nobody spoke up for them.
What about a sterilization program? What if the government goes off the rails and decides that it's time to start sterilizing the population? Now it's the law. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't avoid that, right?
You've already had one kid or two kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or, you know, what if your kid has a certain genetic trait that the government decides is, you know, undesirable, and they develop a vaccine for that? I mean, the possibilities are endless of where they could go with this. And that's the problem, is once you surrender that little bit of amount to the government, it opens the door to let them come all the way in. It's like a vampire. You know, like vampires can't come in unless you invite them in. Well, once you invite them in, they're all the way in.
Yeah.
And it's just, wherever you are with vaccinating your kids.
Power to you.
Power to you. But
don't tell your neighbor what to do.
Yeah. You know, maybe your neighbor's got a very reasonable argument for why they're doing that. And it's just removable. It's removal of personal choice. It is the government, again, taking over your health care and doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's California thinking. And that's exactly the kind of thing that we crazy Jeffersonians want to get away from.
And that's why Jefferson is actually so important, because how many of us have heard the phrase, so goes California, so goes the nation? Could you imagine if we created a state within California, the state of Jefferson, that stopped California in its tracks?
Yeah. And
I mean, that would bolster people all around the nation going, well, if those crazy Jeffersonians could do it, well, I guess we can do it too.
Well, that's one of the things that's going on, is the communication with other states that see what we're doing, what we're accomplishing,
and how we're doing it.
And they're waking up to, wow, this is why our system is broken. This is how we can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And the excitement that's going on other places. I mean, the state of Jefferson concept is well out of the barn. It's never going away now. Sorry about your luck.
Yeah.
It's you're going to deal with it. And I think one of the things that you said earlier hits it right on the head. It's about fear. Okay. There are people that resist the state of Jefferson. And why do they resist it?
Because they're afraid they're going to lose their pensions. There's not going to be funding for schools and roads. Some of them like California.
Yeah.
And if we created the state of Jefferson, you wouldn't have Lake Shasta or Mount Lassen or the ocean anymore.
The mountains.
The topography will migrate south.
That will actually pick itself up, and Mount Shasta will be sitting on the beach drinking a pina colada in L.A. That was one of my favorites. But again,
they're afraid.
They're afraid. Whereas, what does the state of Jefferson stand for? Yes, we can. We know that
hope
we can
and
do
change.
It. Yeah, we do.
Yes, we can.
Well, I think it's more of hope and stop the change.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know. I would very much like to change a lot of things to 75 years ago.
Well, see, then that's...
But
that's
is that change or is that...
That's reversing the change. It's restoral.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Restoration.
And at the same time, there's a lot of things that we have overcome and tossed to the wayside in the last 75 years that is a good thing that we did.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that's the fundamental difference between the argument here, is on one side you have fear, and on the other side you have hope. You've got the get her done crowd.
Yeah.
You know, we can get it done because we think we can get it done.
Well, we don't think, we know. We have so much talent and knowledge, and I mean, there is, I am personally of the belief that there is no farmer or rancher that works harder in the world than in Northern California.
Probably not.
I mean, they work to scrape out a living. And those farmers and ranchers that are actually doing it in California, they're getting stuff taken from the left, from the right, from the ceiling, from the floor. I mean, everything that they do, they wake up every morning and go, what's California doing to me today?
That's it.
Do I get my water allocation for my crops? Because I feed a third of the world.
Well,
do I get water? Do I have to pay more in taxes?
You don't need farmers. Just go to the supermarket and get your food like everybody else.
Well, if you think the price of beef.
Oh, I know. It's astronomical.
Why?
Well,
why?
Well,
where
do you want me to start?
If we stop legislating our ranchers, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, let's pack 500 beefs into a room that's 10 by 10. I mean, come on. But let them do what they do. Well, I don't know. They'd be all disease ridden and they wouldn't taste good. They'd be skinny.
Well, you can go buy one of those happy free range organic cows if you want. I'll buy one of the whatever.
Oh, don't get me started on organic. Ugh. I can't stand organic. So, organic's funky.
But before we get off to our next break, we wanted to dive into another one, which is SB 227.
And I tried looking it up, but I couldn't find the actual bill yet.
Go to, what is it, gov.watch, I think, and type in SB 227 California, just past the state legislature. And this one is a little bit less known by a lot of people, but no more insidious, no more dangerous to our liberty. And I think it actually may be more dangerous to our liberty than the vaccine bill, is because you're starting to see the mission creep of government again against the people. And what SB 227 does is it would remove grand jury oversight in law enforcement cases of excessive force or a law enforcement shooting or something of that nature. And I have a huge issue with that because the grand jury is one of the few tools that we actually have left that is not politically motivated, that is outside of the purview of pressure to investigate the government. I mean, that's what the grand jury was instigated to do, was to have a civilian body that is able to investigate the government and overturn bad decisions of government. And now California is seeking to remove that power from the citizenry. And when we're talking about a law enforcement case in a shooting where somebody dies or something like that, the first red flag to me is the Fifth Amendment. No person shall be held accountable for a capital crime without the indictment of a grand jury.
Yep.
So, looks like we have ourselves a caller on here real quick.
Good morning, Todd. How are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say, I was listening. I didn't get to hear your program last Sunday, but I listened to the All In program that follows the 11 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
And they had our assemblyman, Brian Dolly, on that program. And I called in prior and spoke about water. And I thought it was very interesting. You were talking about the vaccines and, of course, the state of Jefferson's all about representation, and he said that he voted for Proposition 1, even though his whole district voted against Proposition 1.
Wow.
Weird.
Did he have a reason for that?
Well, he went on to say that, well, now that it's passed, we got to use the money. But anyhow, it gets back to representation. He's not representing his district. His job down there in Sacramento, if his district was against Proposition 1, his job is to go down and make the debate to say why we don't need Proposition 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, regardless of how he personally feels about the issue, he's representing his district. His district voted against Proposition 1, but yet he still... His vote down there in Sacramento was for it prior to it, you know, going to the election. And that's exactly what the state of Jefferson is for, representation of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, and of course, you know, everyone after he was on the show, it's like, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work to Brian Dolly. He's not doing good work if he's voting against his constituents.
Well, that's where, as his constituents, it's our job to put his feet right in the fire.
That's true.
And to keep it there, not just during election season.
It wasn't just Brian Daly that voted for that.
It wasn't.
It was, you know, Representative or Senator Nielsen, Gaines. There was a lot of them that voted for that water bond.
Yeah.
And on the surface, I think most people support the water bond in the concept of the water bond. I believe a lot of us think that we ought to start building reservoirs up here in Jefferson and probably not stop. I mean, there's jobs that would generate. We can increase the stock of water so that we're not running into these problems. The problem with the water bond is that none of that money is going to go to water storage. It was actually written into the bond. I did an interview with Senator Nielsen, and I asked him, I said, out of the $7.2 billion, only like $2.1 billion of that is actually allocated to building any kind of reservoir, and 50% of that is for administration. I said, is there even enough money in there to break ground on a water project? And his answer was no. And I asked him, well, how could you vote for this thing then? And he said, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, I have to go.
And the reason why he voted for it is because there's a quid pro quo somewhere in there. I mean, that's how it is.
Well, I'll just point out, what was that? What's the old saying? I forget who said it, that as soon as our elected officials can figure out that the people can be bought off with their own money, we're done.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what that water bond, what Brian Daly is saying now, is that, well, it passed, so now we have to use the money. And where's that money going? So buying off the people with their own money, even though they're against it. So now that it's passed, let's get the pork out there and get everybody satisfied.
A large percentage of it will be going to special interest groups and the environmental lobby and environmental justice and for projects that are removing fish impediments to fish spawning, which is...
Fish impediments are...
Dams.
There you go. Your water storage.
Water storage. I mean, this entire thing was a boondoggle, and something that we're going to get onto here in a little bit is the bond situation in California. Yes. I made the mistake of opening that can of worms this week and looking into California's bonds. Oh, dear God. You want to talk about a convoluted mess, but what got me started is we're looking at things now. California's water bond is predicated on paying those bonds off of water revenues. When people flush their toilets, when people use their showers, when people do their dishes, they're paying for water. The water bonds are secured against those payments, but now with the mandatory cutbacks that California is forcing, there's not enough money being spent on water to secure the bonds, and Moody's actually downgraded our water bonds to the point we may default on them. And in the first year of a $7.2 billion loan, we're already looking at default because we were so stupid that the state of California secured that with what we were short on.
Well, along those lines, REU locally as well, you know, they're changing up their pricing structure. And that's our electric company here in the city of Reading. And they're doing that because they're not making enough revenue because people aren't turning on their lights enough. So they're going to charge a base price, which is actually going to punish the people who have been saving energy.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. I'm at a loss. You do what you're asked to do, and then you pay more for it, but you're getting less out of it.
There you go. Communism.
We
want to thank you for
thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Todd. And we're going to be getting on to this again a little bit later, but we do want to get into this 227 on the grand jury thing.
Yes.
And getting everybody to understand how important this is because, again, once you invite that vampire in the door, he's all the way in the door.
Yeah.
And the destruction of the grand jury would be a horrible and terrible thing and really the removal of one of the last few protections we as citizens have.
Yeah, and every county, Shasta County has a grand jury.
We do.
A civilian grand jury. And I think they take applications every April.
They do. And one of the things that we're looking into is there's actually judges and that are determining who is on the grand jury. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at that, and we believe under a common law grand jury that the grand jury is actually supposed to select who the next grand jury should be. The judges and district attorney and things like that need to be removed from the process. I don't think we're doing it right here in Shasta County.
Well, should you have a public official deciding which civilians can actually do it? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
No. And the entire point of the grand jury is to have a civilian board that is removed from political pressure, removed from media pressure, removed. And a lot of people are saying they have issues with the secrecy of the grand jury.
They're not secret at all.
Well, not when they're done. They're secretive while they're conducting the report, but that is specifically for the reasons...
To protect them, isn't it? So that people don't know who's on the grand jury and they can't be intimidated.
And there is no pressure. It's one of the greatest things, and it's one of the oldest concepts of liberty that there is the grand jury.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stems from the Ferguson thing. This stems from the Baltimore thing where there's a lot of elected officials were not happy with the determination of the grand jury because it didn't meet their political narrative.
Well, the thing that really bothered me the most with Baltimore was they were crying for justice. And so the district attorney came out and charged all those cops with second-degree murder and a bunch of other stuff. And you're going, is that justice or is that mob rule? What is justice now?
That's why
you have to have the unelected people who don't have that political pressure of the mob saying, do this. I mean, during the French Revolution, they actually legalized murder.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You know, the mob is not necessarily a good thing.
It's not. And that's...
And you need true justice.
That's the entire reason for the grand jury. Mm-hmm. Because that sword is double-edged. It cuts both ways. If you place everything in the hands of the district attorney solely...
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a district attorney with a political agenda...
Yep.
Okay. There is a very good chance that he will file and persecute police officers when he should not be. Mm-hmm. To fulfill a political agenda and political pressure. And on the other side of that, what if you have a district attorney that is too cozy with the police department and refuses to file because he's protecting dirty cops?
Yeah.
It's a bad idea on either side of it. And it's just the start of that mission creep to once they erode a little bit of the power of the grand jury, they might as well erode all of the power of the grand jury. And I don't know how California intends to make this one stick. I mean, it's glaringly unconstitutional. It's a direct violation of the Fifth Amendment.
Well, do we have a constitution in California?
I'm
not sure it's been in effect for a while.
We do. Well, again, that comes back to the thought of we're the loyalists. We're the ones attempting to defend
We're trying
the
to bring
American
back
way.
Justice and law.
We're the ones defending America while the people in California are cranking out laws as fast as they can to destroy America.
Yeah.
And I don't see how they could base the argument that they're not. Every time you pass a law that violates the American way, that violates the Constitution, you are acting as an un-American.
Yeah.
Are you not?
Oh, I agree.
Okay. So we could take the moral high ground, in a sense, and say that we're the Americans, and you are the ones that are un-American. I mean, we could reasonably defend that argument.
As long as we're not looking at history through revisionist goggles. Going back to the education system.
Yeah, but maybe we should get Howard Zinn on the line and ask him.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think I'm quite comfortable with making the argument that the Jefferson movement is about as American as it gets because it's about preservation and restoral of the original founding American documents.
Yeah.
And the forethoughts of how government should work and the protections and liberties of the people, and that the people that are attacking that are actually the un-American ones. Yeah. I feel very comfortable in saying that. So, and again, if you don't understand the grand jury and how it works, please look and understand why it is so vital. And on this one, you know, call your assemblyman. It's already passed the Senate, and urge them to do everything they can to stop this. Yeah. Because if we lose the grand jury, we're in even more trouble than we are already.
And for anybody out there who's over the age of 18, because you have to be over 18, look into it next year, next February, March, when they start taking applications for the grand jury. I know here in Shasta County, they have an entire 2 days set up to teach people what the grand jury does, how it works, how the selection process goes. And 18 and older, you have to be, of course, a voting age. see if you can't throw your hat in that ring and see what, I mean, it's one of the most important forms of volunteerism you can do for your country besides probably joining the military.
Well, that, you know, if you have a problem with corruption in your county, your board of supervisors is corrupt. Who investigates that?
The grand jury.
If your city councils are corrupt, who investigates that?
The grand jury.
If your police are corrupt, who investigates
the
that?
The grand jury.
If, you know, there's wheeling.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the last protections that we're actually allowed. And this is the beginning of the destruction of that. And it's really important that we're aware of it and fight it. And again, California attacks.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like a bad series of sequels. You know how they've done like 15 Friday the 13th movies? It's almost like sequels of California attacks.
Yeah.
You know, California attacks 2. California attacks 3, and that's like the first day. But we need to get off to our break here, and then when we come back, we'll get back to kind of what we're into and California's bond situation.
Yeah,
and
stick around. It's gonna make you very angry, probably.
I wish I'd never looked into it.
So call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
All right, come on.
Oh, no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy. Keep running. This ain't just a game. I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal. I put out the call. And when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool, try to diss me. Now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh, no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh, no, you did.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh, no, you did.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh, no, you did.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, feed it up an ox, speed front, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down, high fire and a fire, representative engaged in a government for hire and a combat site. Let the western coming in a hurry with the fury.
catchy song.
Yeah.
Between that one and Oh No You Didn't. Those are my two favorite bumper musics, and they're back to back. Another reason to listen to the Jefferson State of Mind. We have great music.
We do have some good stuff. So, a little bit different. And, you know, hopefully if you get a chance to listen to it, you understand the message that's coming through with most of it.
Yeah.
So, because there is one.
There is.
You know, as subliminal as I am. All right. So, for the last little bit here, and something that we'll be diving into further as we kind of dig further through this can of worms is...
Is it more like, is it dig or is it more like creep?
Try to stay afloat in?
Yeah, like walking through a sewer, you know?
It's almost like that scene from Star Wars where they rescue Princess Leia and they dive into the trash compactor.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh God, how worse could this get? And then that thing with the eye pops up.
Yep.
It's kind of like that.
A true American reference.
So... As we were talking about, we're looking that California may be defaulting on its brand new $7.2 billion water bond.
But we have tons of money.
No, we don't. We don't have any money.
We're only $425 billion in debt, not including unfunded liabilities.
That's a dirty lie, too. And... Okay, so that kind of got me down on the rabbit trail, and I made the mistake of going, oh, okay, well, let's take a look at this bond and see what the specifics are. And what we back this bond on are payments that people make for their water and their sewer, okay? And we said, okay, well, people pay this much, so we can secure this much of a bond. Oh, by the way, now we're going to go back and cut that by 35% and then act surprised when there's not enough money to make the payments on the bond.
Did they all go through Common Core math? Because even I can figure that one out, and math is not my strong subject.
Worse, they went to college.
Oh, that might be my problem.
So that opened this whole can of worms and started looking into California's bond situation.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how many bonds this state has?
I don't.
Pages and pages and pages.
Are you
and
kidding me?
There's this website called Moody's that...
Okay.
Ranks all of them.
How do you spell that?
Moody's. Moody's.
Okay.
And they actually rank bonds all over the world.
Okay.
Okay.
So they're an international.
Yeah, and basically they do all kinds of deep investigating into all of these bonds, like, you know, Greek debt and, you know, how secure is all of that and all of these different things, like when California had its credit rating dropped.
Yeah.
Because
did you get this webpage from Mark Kent?
Yeah, maybe.
Who will be on next during Sovereign Minds? I'm looking at it, I'm going, this is complicated.
It is. But right.
Keep going.
Once you get into it and you start to really read into the contracts and some of the things that you dive into.
Yeah.
And here's a perfect example of one of the things that we found. Remember some years ago when the basically, the government sued the cigarette corporations, the tobacco companies, and there was this huge settlement, and there's going to be all of these disbursements out of it. Okay, so California has this money coming from the tobacco settlements. It's a structured settlement, so they get so much money per county per year. So what the state of California immediately does is they issue a bond using those payments as collateral to secure the bond. They then take that bond money. They actually issued four series of these bonds.
Jeez.
Okay. They immediately took that bond money to loan it to the retirement funds. Okay. So that's like Bob messes up and he has to pay Kayla a whole bunch of money.
Okay.
Okay. But Kayla decides that she's going to take a bond and sell it to me to pay interest, and to back it up, she's going to use the money that Bob owes me so that she can take the money that that she makes from that I pay her to give to her granddad who needs it.
Is that meanwhile, like a Ponzi scheme style?
Meanwhile, the people sitting out in the lobby, known as the citizens and taxpayers, have to pay the interest on the bond and pay the interest on the retirement. Think about that. It may take a minute to settle in, but and this is just the first.
That's gotta be illegal. That's gotta be. That's not
I couldn't do it that way.
I'd be arrested.
I would have the SEC kicking in my door
and
dragging me out by the hair. And this is literally just the surface of way, you know, this is like 15 minutes of farting around on the website going, oh, I wonder what else California's up to. And I,
my gosh,
the,
and that was Moody's, Moody's.com.
Yes. If you want to blow the top of your head off.
You do have to register, though. I wasn't able to click on a bunch of stuff. But
yeah, you've got to register and sign up for it. Go take a look at California's bond situation and the different. They've got a bond for everything. They've got bonds for crossing guards.
Crossing guards.
They took out a bond to borrow money to get the vests and the signs for crossing guards. But California's got money. We have to take out a loan to buy signs and vests for crossing guards. But we're rolling in the dough. The great, you know, one of the biggest economies in the world. We just happen to be broke. And
super broke.
Well, okay. We're
That's super broke.
We're one of the largest economies in the world.
Yeah.
But what does California produce anymore? Farming's dead. Down. Manufacturing's dead. You know, resource production is dead. So that huge economy, what is that?
Technology.
You mean little digital ones and zeros that at the end of the day, if things go bad, don't amount to anything?
Yeah, the equivalent of fiat money and all that.
You mean we're not actually producing real wealth?
And the second an EMP goes off, you're screwed.
So the second that we go through another tech bubble like
we did?
Ooh,
like a 99?
Yeah.
That was a little bit before my time, but I remember hearing that phrase.
You mean the exact same thing that the market's indicating that we're up to now?
Ooh.
That we're sliding because all of our vast money and economy in California is Facebook and Snapchat and...
What's Snapchat?
It's this thing where you take like a video for 30 seconds and post it and then everybody on the planet watches it and rates it and... It, just another...
That sounds creepy.
It is. It is kind of creepy.
Okay.
just wait till you have a teenager.
Are you cursing me? Is this what's going on?
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Oh, my gosh.
But, again, looking below the surface, this huge, great, wonderful, everything is good economy in California, what is it based on? Nothing. It's fictional.
Yeah.
It's there's nothing there.
Because we've gutted it.
Yeah.
With regulations and with fees and with taxes.
We've driven any
and
any
with
form
environmental
of
policy
real wealth out. So what are we doing? We're transferring around digital ones and zeros
We're playing with Monopoly money. That's what we're doing.
That's exactly.
We're not even playing with Monopoly money. We're playing with digital Monopoly money.
Digital Monopoly money. Yeah, that's. We don't even build the computers here. We don't build the parts for the computers here. We don't even design the computers here.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when your microwave breaks, do you fix the microwave? You just go buy a new one from China.
Yeah, that's it.
And it ends up in a landfill down the street.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a disposable
I think we're falling
society.
Into that L word again, though.
Yeah, logic.
Yeah, I think we're falling into that category. Mm.
And the thing is what keeps this whole system afloat is borrowing.
And bureaucracy.
Yeah,
as borrowing. Long as they keep telling us that this is what we need, it's what we're going to continue to get, which is why...
Yeah.
The stage action is so important.
We'll take out a bond on money that's owed to us so that we can give a loan to something that's going broke and generates no revenue.
And guess what? Your grandchildren will still be paying off this debt.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing that probably drives me nuts the most is the self-centeredness of it.
You're forgetting that.
What about my retirement? Yeah. What about your grandkids' future? What about
what about your children's future?
Yeah, what about the fact that you're condemning your children, your grandchildren to live in a third world country?
Well, the thing is, if the Depression hits again, if we have another 1930s or worse style Depression, we're not going to be thinking about retirement. We're going to be thinking about who's going to get to eat.
Yeah. Depends on how long a memory the kids have. That's who's going to get to eat.
Yeah.
Well,
we're out of time. We rolled right into the last 15 seconds here. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. We'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions about SB 227, SB 277, about all the bonds, I think we'll be talking about it again next week, the week after.
And go to your
probably
Shasta
until
Lantern
the
website.
Time. And
Shasta Lantern website will be on there and preaching the good word. Take a look.
All right. Until next week, Jeffersonians, this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it's time to make it yours.
Yep. Get up off the couch and do something.
Sovereign Minds is next at KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A system that warns a train engineer of excessive speed and applies the brakes if need be will be expanded to the northbound tracks in Philadelphia, where the Amtrak train derailed last week, killing 8 people. The system's already being used on the southbound side. Meanwhile,
at this point in the investigation, we are just collecting perishable evidence, perishable information, the information that goes away with the passage of time. So we're really focusing on 3 areas: the human, the machine, and the environment.
National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Sumwalt, he spoke to Fox News this morning. There is word that ISIS has seized another part of the Iraqi city of Ramadi today following a series of deadly suicide car bombings aimed at Iraqi security forces. A police officer says the terrorists took over the city's southern Malab district after government forces retreated, leaving behind about 30 army vehicles and weapons that included artillery.